If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
man! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
My own and everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Friday. Hello, Leroy.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right.
Got up nice and early. Nice. Watched a little golf.
How much have you watched today?
Like 3 hours.
Jeez. All right. That's a way to start your day. Good morning, Brittany. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Good to have you here today. We're going to talk this hour. Xander Zayas is going to stop by the show.
Oh, okay.
Our boy, he is fighting for the title coming up. He is fighting for the Super Welterweight Championship of the World at Madison Square Garden coming up on July 26th. So we will talk to South Florida's own, fighting for the belt coming on up. That'll be Goosey's galore, but let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose more than 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. So it's day two of the Open Championship, Leroy. So who's doing good? You've been watching it for 3 hours.
Hold on. It's been... the scoring has been good. Brian Harmon is leading the way.
We didn't bet on him. I don't know who that is. Who is
no,
who the
he
who,
won 2 years ago. He's
great.
He's built like Jimmy.
Jimmy Butler?
No, Jimmy from Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, okay.
He's tiny.
All right.
But he won 2 years ago in really tough conditions, and he went on a heater today.
Okay.
Our guy, the leader, Haitong Lee, is second and 7 under. Then we got Jordan, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Rasmus Højgaard.
None of these guys we bet on.
Not to be confused with Nicholas Højgaard, his brother. Let's see who we bet on. We bet on McIlroy. He's 3 under, 5 back.
All right, but he's the weakest return. Anybody... who's got some juice to him? What about Schauffele?
Hold on. I mean, keep in mind, he hasn't teed off yet.
All right. I'm just, you know, I'm so, just asking the question.
He's at even par. So not out of it. Russell Henley is even par. That's another one of our guys.
What about the septic tank? That's not good.
No.
Okay, so he's out of it. Patrick Reed's out of it.
No, he's not. He's not. Let me see. Well done.
When you go, ooh.
Yeah, because.
That doesn't connote that he has a chance. It feels like you're scrolling through the leaderboard and he's got no chance.
All right, relax. Relax.
Don't tell me
relax.
Yeah, you love
sometimes I'm looking at other names I miss.
Imagine if I told you to relax.
Huh?
Imagine if I told you to relax. I know you love that.
Yeah, I hate the word relax.
Patrick Choosing Reed plus six.
After somebody. Oh, he's why do they have Jay Straka? He's at plus one.
All right. Well, McIlroy.
It's early. It's only like give it a chance because here's what you need to understand about the Open Championship. Usually in the evening, the winds get a little tougher and the golf course gets a little tougher. But what ends up happening is on Saturday, right, all of those guys who were leading then have to play in those difficult circumstances, and then they come back a little bit to the field. So you don't have to be that far out for the weather to just all of a sudden have you move up the leaderboard while not even playing golf.
All right. All right. I'll calm down, I guess. The Marlins, they return to action tonight against the Kansas City Royals. Sandman, Sandy Alcantara, he is on the hill for the Fish. First pitch is set for 7:10. It's a new start to the season. All right. Clean slate for the Sandman.
All right.
I hope.
Clean slate, all right.
No, don't do it like that. It sounds like you got no faith in him. You're always like, oh, he's got time. He's going to bounce back. You know, you're always patient.
I believe he's going to bounce back. I'm not saying that. He's too good of a pitcher. However, I also understand a rut and that bad juju that's on you, right? And sometimes you could – and here's the thing. Sometimes he could go out into a game and feel like he's pitching great. He's picking his spots. His pitches are all working. And the other guys just put the bat on the ball. And sometimes when you just put the bat on the ball, it goes far. So I don't know how much of it is, you know, look, he's making good pitches. They're just hitting them. Or his pitches don't have enough stuff on it because he's a little hesitant. So he's throwing that fast hard ball, which we know what that is in the major leagues. A big old meatball.
It's been tough.
Fastball with no movement always gets hit.
Miami Heat get boat raced in summer league. Wait. 108-88.
You tell me to be positive and have some faith. Within the next 12 seconds, your next headline is the Miami Heat get
boat. I'm just reporting what happened.
Yeah. Why can't I do that?
I have to admit something about summer league, but we got to take a break. I will admit I have an admission about summer league, but we got to take a break. Xander Zayas is going to stop by the show. It's a Fight Friday. Soon it will be Football Friday. Today it's a Fight Friday. We'll take a break. Lots of fights coming up this weekend too. We got Pacquiao. You got Usyk fighting tomorrow. You got UFC. But our guy Xander Zayas fighting for the belt in a couple of weeks. We'll talk to him. We got lots to dive into. Training camp right around the corner. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It's a lovely Friday out there. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel, Miami 560 WQAM. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps in your ears. You guys get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all podcast platforms as well. And, yeah, man, it's exciting. We got training camp right around the corner. We got some big fights this weekend. We got a big damn fight coming up for a guy we've been following for a long time, Leroy.
Yep.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. There we'll find Xander Zayas joining us here on the program. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
What's up, guys? Nice to see you again, and I'm excited for what's next. Obviously, the biggest step of my career, and I'm just happy to be in this position.
This has got to be so cool for you, man. This has been such a journey. And this was not like a date that was without drama, because you thought you were going to fight one guy for the belt, Sebastian Fundora, and then it ends up you get another opponent. So, like, how was that whole process for you, feeling like you were going to fight the towering inferno, this 6'5 freak at that weight class, and now you got to go and, you know, move on to a different type of style?
Well, obviously, it was a bit frustrating at the beginning because I wanted to face the champion, which at the time was, like you said, Sebastian Fundora. He was the unified world title, WBC, WBO. I was in the mandatory WBO fight. We started talking. I thought we were close to making something happen. Day or two before the negotiation period ended, they said, hey, we're going another route. We have Tim Zhu on board. We already signed off for the fight. So obviously a bit frustrated because I wanted to face the champion, but excited because I knew that the next guy was going to be Jorge Garcia Perez, since he beat Charles Conwell for the mandatory position, after me. So I knew it was 1 and 2, and he earned his opportunity. So really excited for that because I know he's coming and he's hungry to become a world champion just like myself.
Well, Xander, did you get a theory onto why he didn't want the fight? Because he's fighting this weekend on the Pacquiao card, but you guys are like, you're gonna main event at Madison Square Garden. So like, yeah. What do you think happened?
The theory that we heard is that they had a rematch clause, which again I don't believe it because after 2 years, I think they fought 2 years ago. They went into fighting again. Tim Zhu fought twice, got knocked out once, then won in Australia. Sebastian Fundora defended his title. So that rematch clause, I don't
makes
believe
no sense.
That. I think it was more like an inside the house thing, just keeping one of the belts rather than taking the risk, fighting the young fighter and losing them both. So again, I can't be mad at that. It's part of business. It's part of the sport. And I know my opportunity will come, and it's here, July 26th, world title at 22 years old.
ESPN, dude, main event on ESPN, Leroy. Look at him, dude. This is incredible.
It's amazing because, you know, we saw you early on and just kind of like the frustration of wanting to get your opportunities, and now you're gleaming. Like, you're happy. I'm here. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to show what I could do. So,
for sure.
Like, you know, is it one of those situations where, man, I've been patient and it paid off? Because there's a lot of fighters out there where it doesn't really pay off. They can't continue to perform every fight and they slip. How focused have you been? And isn't it, are you just happy to finally, you know, get the chance and the patience paying off?
Leroy, I feel like I stay the course. I mean, right. Every fight you see the improvement. Every fight you see something different. Every fight you see a better and better opponents. So, you know, like I've been saying and like, you know, we've been talking for years now, I've been wanting my opportunity, but I didn't want to rush that opportunity. I didn't want that opportunity to be just an opportunity. I wanted to make sure that I was ready for it and that I was ready to become a world champion. Now, going into my 22nd fight as a professional, I know that I'm ready to become our world champion. It's my time now. And obviously that all that hard work, all that dedication, all that, you know, patience paid off and it's finally here. You know, my opportunity finally, you know, arrived.
That's a rare quality for a young person.
Yeah.
I won't even say fighter, a young person to say what you just said. So we can't be happier because like I said, we've enjoyed the ride.
Man, and again, I feel like it's not so much me. Obviously, I am an impatient, you know, young guy because I want my opportunity. I want the world to see me. I want the world to know who I really am. But I have a great team behind me, and I can't put those guys and those people that are behind me aside because they made all this possible, from my coaching staff to my nutritionist to my management. Everybody put their piece together for this to happen. And they always tell me, hey, this is the course. This is what we need to do. This is the next step. We will get there. And obviously, trusting them my whole career. My manager has a ton of experience in the boxing world, Peter Kahn. And shout out to him. He always told me that when my opportunity arrived, it was going to be big. And it was going to be something that we knew we were going to be ready for. And this is not the exception. I know I'm ready to become a world champion.
I'm curious, you know, you're a South Florida guy, but is there a different level of torture of training in the summer? Because I've been to that gym, you know, Javier Santana's, it's called the sweat box, Leroy.
Yeah,
and it's literally like, I can't even imagine what it must be like training in July in South Florida. Like, do you feel like a different level of edge training down here at this time of year?
Definitely, for sure. Like, I feel like, It's either Christmas, it gets too cold and you're like, man, I can't even break a sweat, or it's summer and it's like, man, can I stop sweating? Can it stop being hot for a day? Every day I go into that gym, it's like a sauna. It's like I don't even have to make weight. I'm already on weight. So yeah, no, overall it trains you mentally more than anything else. The physical part will always be there. I always push myself. I always push my limits. I want to be better every single day at what I do. But definitely the mental part plays a big part, a big factor on that, because going into a gym that is 100 and 105, 110 degrees Fahrenheit every time you go in there, and having to train and put 18, 20 rounds when it's volume days, it takes a lot mentally. So for sure, it trains my mentality.
How much in this fight, Xander, is it, you know, I know that there comes a lot of pressure with being like one of the faces of ESPN and Top Rank. So do you feel, because I feel like when I watch these broadcasts, it's like if you're not pristine, they got every little critique for you, you know, to be a perfect fighter, even though at 22, you still are growing and you're still learning. So like, is there, like, what's the level of pressure of not only getting the championship, but putting on a show? Because you closed it last time, you got a late stoppage. Is that still something that's on your mind when you take on Jorge coming on up?
Not at all. Not at all. Win. If you watch all my fights, 21 fights, I haven't lost more than 2 rounds. So all the critiquing, it's nice because you get something to hear and learn from, because maybe they're seeing something I'm not seeing. But when you're perfect for 21 fights, almost 100 rounds, and probably lost one or two in each of those, like meaning in total for all those fights, you know, you know you're doing something right. So there's no added pressure. It's just another night. It's just another visit to the Big Apple, the big city. I fought 7 times there. I know every tunnel. I know every security guard. I know everybody in there. It's my building. And this time is just for a world title. So I can't overthink that. I just got to focus, listen to the corner, have fun like I've been doing, and get the victory, become a world champion.
What do you think that atmosphere is going to be like? Like, Puerto Rico obviously gets so behind. You guys have such a rich heritage, but like that, the fan base there, like, what does it mean when you get to fight?
I feel like it's going to be a crazy atmosphere, and not just because of what this fight means, but because Puerto Rico and New York has been watching me since my day one, literally since day one. And they always show up. They always show out. They always show out a lot of love. We also have Bruce Carrington fighting in Nakar Shushu as the co-main event. He's from Brooklyn, so I know it's gonna be a lot of people from the Big Apple and from Puerto Rico flying into New York to watch me. So the atmosphere is gonna be amazing. I feel like it's something that I'm used to, but it's gonna be a bit different now knowing what's behind it. So I'm really excited for it because New York is always nice to me. The people of New York is always amazing to me. Same thing, obviously, the people from Puerto Rico, people from Florida. So I'm just excited to showcase what I do one more time.
What do you think is the biggest challenge that Jorge presents? Like, what are the things that you've been working on to perfect to get this win?
He's very unorthodox with some of his punches. You know, they come from different angles that you're not used to. Or regular, you know, boxers are not used to. But I feel like we've had a great, great training camp where we know when to capitalize on things, when we know when to take advantage of things. I feel like I'm better than him. I'm faster than him. I'm stronger than him. I have a better technique than he does. But he is a warrior. He is Mexican. He's going to come forward. He's going to throw punches. He's not going to quit. I know that for a fact. I could be hitting him with the whole house, and he's going to continue to come forward. So we got to be ready mentally and physically for that, and I know we are.
What's it going to be like, Alexander? I know you got a task at hand, all right? Task at hand. We got to get the belt, right?
Here we go.
I understand. But, like, you're then there. And so, like, you're going to be swimming in these waters with, like, you know, Virgil Ortiz and, you know, hopefully Fedora. Maybe he gets, maybe he wants to finally do the fight. Or, you know, I know you and Lubin have gone back and forth. Maybe Crawford, if he loses to Canelo, like, he's back in the mix. Or Boots Ennis if he comes on up. Or, like, there's a lot of names there. There's a lot of talent that I'm sure you have in mind and have thought about. Like, are there particular names? Is there a dream opponent? Is there something that, like, is you get this belt and, like, you have a next one in mind? Like, do you have a call out in mind?
For sure, Tubman, the next opponent in mind and what I have in plans is Jorge Garcia Perez. But to your question, after I become a world champion, there's no more running. There's no more, oh, he's too young. Oh, he hasn't done this.
You got the belt.
I'm a world champion. Now you gotta come face me. You want what I got. So you gotta come take it from me. So It's amazing. It's exciting to know that I'm literally one fight away from being in the mix, and from those fighters that maybe one day said no, or one day said, oh, but this, but that. There's no more excuses. I'm in there now.
Talking to Xander Zayas, he's going to be fighting in the main event July 26th on ESPN for the WBO Super Welterweight title. 21-0, just 22 years old, South Florida zone. He's going to be heading up to MSG at the theater. So you guys make sure you support, you check him on out. Got to get your thoughts, man. We haven't had you on. Your Florida Panthers, champions, what did that mean, back-to-back?
Man, back-to-back, I think we could win it three times next year, to be honest. I think we can run the three-peat. But it's exciting. It's exciting, obviously, seeing all the fans and everybody else supporting their team. And to be honest, I'm not a big hockey fan because – I'm not going to sit here and tell you all I know all about hockey, but every time I do go to a game, I do enjoy it. I do love watching those guys go at it and fight. It's amazing how they let them fight. So, yeah, really exciting for all Florida Panthers fan and for the hockey fans, because I feel like, you know, it's a sport that a lot of people maybe outside the United States don't watch, but it's an exciting game.
Are you, Xander, it's more – it's a better watch if you go live than on TV.
For
right?
sure. No, for sure. But I feel like that's every sport. Like the same thing with baseball. Like I love going to watch the Miami the Marlins play any team, because it's more fun watching it live than actually sitting on a TV and watching it, you know? So I enjoy sports. I am a big sport guy. Maybe I'm not the best at knowledge in every single one of them. But I do enjoy going out there live and watching some of the South Florida teams.
How interested are you in Pacquiao's return this weekend? You think he's still got something in the tank?
Man, at 45, his last exhibition didn't look so well.
He didn't look that great in that.
He's fighting a champion. Yeah, the champion might not be the best at his weight class, but he's still a champion. You know, he's still hungry. He's still young. He went 12 rounds with Tank till Tank, you know, just got a nice body shot in. I don't know if he still got it like that. I'm not sure.
It's hard when a guy you admire,
yeah,
gets it to the point where you just you don't want to do it.
Yeah, you're just pushing it. You're just pushing it. It's like when Mike Tyson got in the ring with Jake Paul. It's like, man, such a legend, but it's like you're just pushing him, you know?
Like if Peter Kahn came to you and he said, hey, Miguel Cotto wants to come back and he wants to fight you, like they were going to do the Puerto Rican Next Generation showdown.
I'll probably hit him up first. I'll probably like call him like, yo, like, are you for real? Like, what are you doing?
You calling him Peter or Cotto?
I'll call Cotto right away. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I heard this, what that. And if he tells me like, yeah, like I want to come back and I think like you're the right opponent. I guess sometimes you gotta beat the legends, right?
Wait,
you gotta beat the fighter you look up to.
Wait, the look, he just went.
I mean, what do you want me to be nice? Like what? I'll call him like out of respect and tell him like, right, yo, Cotto, I heard this, I heard that, because obviously I do look up to Cotto. He is a legend. He's my favorite fighter. So if I ever hear something like that, like I'll be surprised. I'll have to call him and ask him personally. And because that's what happened. Pacquiao saw Barrios fight and he said, oh, I think I can beat this guy. So if Cotto comes out and say, I want to fight Xander, it's because he think he can beat me. So
nothing personal. I don't think he's going to do that with you. I think
Yeah.
Once you get in that ring, all bets are off. Like
for sure. Yeah. It's the same. Like I look up to a lot of fighters nowadays. Even like fighters that are close to my division or not even close to my. And maybe if one day it happens, it's like, yeah, all that admiration, all that goes out the window. We have to face each other. It's business, and I gotta go in there and do my job. So obviously, it's amazing to somebody like Barrios having to face Pacquiao, and in his eyes it's like, wow, I'm facing somebody that I looked up to. And because there, you can't tell me no boxer that hasn't been a fan of Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao in his day was the best fighter in the world. So obviously it's got to be something to be amazed by. But when you go in there that Saturday, he has to be locked in and knowing that Pacquiao is trying to take everything that he worked for.
Xander, we're proud of you, man. Good luck coming up on July 26th. Go watch him on ESPN.
Yes,
once you win, bring that hardware, bring that gold to the studio, man.
You make sure you come show us the belt.
I got you. No, I got you. Right after the fight, I'll make sure I'll show up to the studio and pay you guys a visit. You guys are always on my corner. You guys are always showing me love. So I appreciate you guys. I appreciate to all the listeners, all the Miami fans. July 26th is the date. I'm on ESPN, like Tobin said, and I'm going to become a world champion.
You're the man, dude. Congratulations. Yeah. All right. We're rooting for you.
All right, brother.
All right, Xander Zayas joining us there. One of South Florida's own. Go check him out. ESPN on July 26th. We'll take a break. Back with more for this. Now, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Got an admission to make.
What happened?
This isn't an easy thing for me to say, okay? Because I love the Miami Heat. Everybody knows that. They don't call me Wild Heat Coyote for nothing. Meep, meep. I decided yesterday, sometime around 4:30 p.m., I'm not having fun watching Summer League anymore. I'm just not having fun. I'm not having fun. I'm not going to pretend anymore. I tried, but somewhere along the way when they were getting outscored 32-15 with just Kasparis Jakančiūnas and them boys, I'm just like, I really don't want to do this anymore. This is like homework to me. I don't like it. I just want it to be over. And they got another game tonight. I'm not having fun anymore, Leroy. It's tough for me to admit. I don't like it, but I can't. This team, they stink. They stink, Leroy. It's not a good watch. It's not fun. And, I mean, I've never seen so many stone hands on one court.
You know what? There's a song for what you're experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for fun in all the wrong places.
I just can't take it anymore.
Why you put yourself through this?
I don't know.
I get on you all the time, and you say, and everybody yells at Leroy, oh, you're no fun. You're this.
I was hoping at some point I was hoping that, like, the next Omer Yurtseven was going to come out of nowhere. Something. Like, that's what I love about Summer League. Hidden gems. We have no hidden gems. We have no hidden gems. And nobody is there. Kalel Ware, they said, you're done. You can go. So he didn't play yesterday. Pella, he's off to Sweden. And they had and Keyshot, I guess, is there, but I don't think he's playing. And so I'm just sitting here, and I'm like, it's just Jakančiūnas, and it's so bad, Leroy. It's just bad. I just can't take it anymore.
You do understand that Summer League is a version of, like, rookie camp.
Oh.
You understand that, right? So, besides your second-year players and your first couple of picks, everybody else is kind of free agents.
They left them all. Like, I don't have anybody left.
What are you going to find?
I don't know. Maybe Eric Stevenson's the next Duncan Robinson. I keep hoping, like, someone's going to go out there and just, like, shine. Like, it's not like they're going against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is that some of these teams who've gotten rid of all their veterans and had extra draft picks and whatever have a lot better pool of young guys to play in this summer league. Like, look at Brooklyn. Brooklyn should be doing okay. They got five first-rounders?
They did have five first-rounders. I don't know how they've been doing. I haven't really paid attention. I don't know who's doing good. I don't really care. Because every game, it just feels like the Heat are down 20. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Are you kidding me again? Again? I mean, Jakančiūnas kind of got it going in the second half. Kind of. He had a nice
when he realized that he wasn't going to get no assists.
Well, that's the thing that I like about him is he's trying. He's hustling. Like, no matter what, I respect. He played his ass off. He's trying to get people involved, but you know he's got nobody to give the ball to. I mean, these centers. Oof. I'm going to tell you something. The big Russian. Oof. He might need to go back to wrestling.
Because that's what he's doing to basketball?
Dude, I mean, it was something. I'm just sitting here. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, can this go? And mind you, the games are faster. There's no halftime. They're 10-minute quarters. But they just don't stop shooting threes.
That's all of Summer League, though. Like, you see a guy shoot a three, and you're like, why?
I think I would rather watch the final Dolphins preseason game than have to watch tonight's game. I'm going to watch because I've made it this far.
I would rather watch the intramural scrimmages they have with other teams than watch Summer League.
Oh, my God. Can you guys give me Keyshawn Johnson tonight at least? Give him somebody. Can Kaspers get somebody to give the ball to? Or just let him take all the shots. Stop letting him be a responsible floor general. Ugh. Tough.
You know, it's only an assist if the guy you pass it to makes the shot.
Yeah, I know. Then it's just a pass.
Right. Right. It happens so much. They go, this point guard only had three assists. Not because he ain't sharing.
Just sitting here. It's been a lot.
Why you put yourself through this?
I don't know.
Like, I try to keep you away from stuff like this because I know what the disappointment looks like. But you know what you do? You wild heat coyote. Meep, meep. Right into the lights.
I can't even fake it.
This time, it's not going to be a train. It's going to be a little trolley. And bam, you get hit by a train.
Clemente says Myron Gardner and Bryson Warren are the hidden gems. Okay, but one guy blew out his hamstring yesterday, and the other one had like a broken hand or a broken finger that he had to come back from. They've barely played. Karen says, you could always watch Temptation Island instead of Summer League. This year's location, a Coldplay concert. Okay, we didn't get to this yesterday. Did you see what's going on with this, what happened yesterday?
So, let me see if I get this straight. A guy took his side chick to the Coldplay concert.
Yep.
And got put on the Jumbotron.
His side chick, though, was apparently because he's a CEO and the side piece was the head of HR. So I don't know if it was like a company outing or what.
No! Because did you see him duck for cover?
Well, the damage is done!
Yeah, no! That clearly means my wife thinks I'm drinking with the boys.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And I'm going to tell you right now, men, let me explain something to you. You better not take another girl to Coldplay if your wife like Coldplay.
Oof. That's a great portrayal.
Think about that. That's, like, before we even get to what the hell was going on, the fact that he was at Coldplay, if his wife like Coldplay, well, it's going to be some Coldplay in the next upcoming months.
Did you? But, like, the thing is, I guess what made it go viral was
this, they jumped for cover!
Yeah, but did you see that Chris Martin, like, the lead singer, who was like, gosh, these guys, they're either camera shy or they're having an affair. So I think that's why it went so viral. Like, he said it on stage.
Well, I mean, the man ducked for cover as if he had gotten shot. Like, it was so overtly, like, obvious that if they would have just acted normal, I don't think this would have ever been something that came out.
I mean, can I just tell you something? Brittany?
Yes.
If a man is standing behind you with his arms wrapped around you, we all know what that means. You can't play that off. You can't.
No, I'm saying like it would have
the positioning of him.
No, I understand that. I'm saying the video would have never gone viral.
No.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have been called out. Like, nobody would have thought
of it. Exactly. So, he would have never said anything.
Once the singer says, that was kind of weird. And they were on them for a while too. This wasn't like, hey, we moved on to the kiss cam at a Heat game. Like, they were, like, there, and then, like, all of a sudden, just sitting there like, oh my God, this is getting really awkward.
And you could tell that they were with people that they knew, because when she like turned to the side, the woman next to her was like this, like she was even fearful for what just happened.
She goes, you guys bumping uglies.
And the girl, that like the woman was like holding on to her and like saying something to her. And it was, so it was like, I feel like it might have been a company outing or something of the sorts where they were with people who know that they're having an affair.
It could have been. I mean, it could have been one of those.
Which makes it so much worse.
It makes it worse if it was a work thing. And, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely. Especially since she's probably in charge of all the modules that they got to watch.
No, exactly. I think that's the best part, too, is that she's the HR chief.
No, she's HR or yes. He was HR?
No, no. She's HR. He's the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, who do they get reported to?
Exactly.
That's a good question. Well, the wife exactly. And husband, because I think they're both linked up.
What?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
What to do? Did we rumble in? Okay, right. Oh, shit.
Man.
Wait, way to go.
Man, crazy.
I don't know. That just sounds very, very suspect. Like,
well,
how big is the company?
It's not suspect anymore.
How big is the company?
I think it's called
Astronomer. The company can't be too big if everybody's going along with it.
Yeah, it's called Astronomer.
So is that
because
like...
you see what I'm saying? The people that work with them didn't make a big deal about it as it was going on until that. So. It's like everybody knew except.
It's an AI company, it looks like. Data ops platform built empowers your team to run and observe data pipelines. So it's basically just something that lets all your data flow, I guess, through whatever.
I would just like to say that data ops, because you can't get rid of this.
Nope.
And so I'm imagining when this gets back to the missus, she gonna save the video.
It already has.
Oh, it reportedly already has. It reported is like she dropped the names off social media. Like there, it is tough on some things to believe because everybody got duped by this fake statement yesterday. But. The one of the things out there is that, yeah, she's already dropped the name. Now she may just want to do that because she doesn't want to get harassed on social media.
That's fair.
So there's possibly that. But
wait, why would she get harassed on social media?
Because people are looking her up. People are looking her up. They're putting out pictures of her life. Like, she didn't decide to get outed by Coldplay. She didn't even get the invite.
Right?
I mean, so you know we're going to hear how this plays out.
One would think. Goodness gracious. CEO of a tech company with a valuation of $1.3 billion. Astronomers affirm that empowers data teams to bring mission critical analytics, AI, and software to life. Well, you may have wished. Maybe he could just claim that was AI. Honey,
well,
it was AI, baby.
I mean. The crazy thing about it is I think if they would have just waved and played it off, right? It wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But since they dove like a hand grenade got thrown in their box, right? That kind of is what made it that way. You can't call her a homewrecker. He's married too, right? They both were getting into some dirt.
Tag team homewreckers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like... It, like, whatever. Like, the funny thing about it is we always get mad and call the other person a homewrecker, but the husband who's married to somebody else or the wife that's married to somebody else, you don't know what they telling the other person, and they know what their situation is. It ain't the other person. You could be telling them anything just to get lucky.
JFix says, what if this is all just a big ad, a great promo?
Is it?
I don't think so.
Because I got to tell you.
don't think it's
I don't
PR.
Think I'd trust this guy with my
I don't
AI.
Think people hide I don't think people hide like that if it's just a stunt.
Oh! Like he was right, he ducked. He literally like
he right. He literally
because I bet you he told his wife he was going bowling. Or just doing yeah, I got a late meetings. Right? And that's the issue. The issue is not that you couldn't play that off and say, no, we cool, whatever, we're both married. Like, you could play that off. And if your spouses know the other person, fine, right? But you can't play it off if you wasn't supposed to be there.
Schmeathen says they might be in that pineapple life, never know. Like a swing off? See, the thing, I don't feel like you react like that if you're in that pineapple
no,
life.
No, exactly, you wouldn't.
I feel like you're comfortable, you know, you're like, ah, no. She knows.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't
no,
think
it's
so, Schmeathen.
Fully because he was afraid of getting caught.
I feel like you play it a lot cooler.
Oh, at
case.
That point, it's too late. Now you got to just play it off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just leave it. Like, if you're a normal couple, the video would never have gone viral if they didn't react that way. Like, it would have right. never gone viral.
Yeah, but
if it was at our job, you best believe it would have been on that company board for events that had just
the
been.
The Coldplay concert?
Huh?
The Coldplay
oh, yeah,
concert?
You know, they put it on the board out front, the events.
You think somebody has sent them astronomer points?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, like, what do you, like, man.
Prez is right. Prez 561 says their fight or flight instincts kicked in. And what they did is they reacted like a 5-year-old who's just like, you can't see me?
Yep.
Right. But the thing is that they reacted as if they were doing something wrong, which inclined everybody to think they were doing something wrong.
Yeah, including the lead singer of Coldplay.
No, yeah, he was like,
he's like,
you didn't say nothing till they dove.
He's like, I think they're bumping uglies.
Yeah.
Is he British?
I don't think
yes.
so.
Mm,
wait,
yeah,
is he really?
Yeah.
Are we sure about this?
I'm not sure. That's why
yeah,
I asked
I'm not
the question.
Sure. I don't think he's British.
He is British. Okay,
oh, wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrong.
Whitestone, United Kingdom. That's where he's from. Take a break.
I mean, Americans don't bump uglies. Nobody says that.
Take a break. Back after this.